Sunshine Radio.
Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Shaka Khan. I'm glad about that. I Feel For You, it is called. 21 minutes after 3, Sunshine, 299. I'm Roger Matthews, I am. I'm with you through till 5 o'clock. We're into sports and some good music. And yesterday I was wandering around and I had this brilliant idea. I thought, I know, I'll play this record for everybody today because it's a great record. But the only trouble is, now that I'm sitting here, I can't remember which record it was. Oh dear, never mind. Back to the sports anyway. In the fourth division, local team Hereford, what's happening with them? Well, they're playing Blackpool this afternoon, and the score there is Blackpool 1, Hereford 0. Strange things happening in the first division as well. We just got a score here, 2-0 for the Norwich-Everton match. But it's 2-0 to Norwich. I don't know how they managed that. Two goals almost immediately, one after the other. So it's Norwich 2, Everton 0. Coming there, Deehan and Gordon scoring for Norwich. Also, what's happening in First Division? Well, West Ham 1, Luton 0, QPR 1, Aston Villa 0. Let's see what's happening. Oh, yes, because the word you're screaming. In the Manchester United-Sunderland match, we've had another score there, two scores, in fact. It's now Manchester United 2, Sunderland 1, Walker scoring for Sunderland, Robson and Hughes scoring for Manchester United, and Hodgson and Hughes have been sent off in that match, so we've just heard. Indeed. The West Brom-Coventry match there, that's 1-1 at the moment, so West Brom 1, Coventry 1 as well. Thompson and Barnes. Thompson scoring for West Brom, Barnes for Coventry. That's what's happening in the first division at the moment. Still can't figure out how Norwich all of a sudden got two that quick against Everton, but they have. So it's 2-0 for Norwich there against Everton. And Dean and Gordon scoring for Norwich. Keeping you up to date with the soccer as all the results comes in. And we'll see what else is happening in the other divisions as well. Well, I can't leave the other lot out, can we? The lesser divisions. It's 23 minutes now past 3 o'clock. And we'll be having the full coupon check at 4:45 this afternoon. Hope it's a bit less hectic than last week. I certainly hope so. That'll be about 4:45 when everything comes in. And stick around for that with your coupon and pen in hand. Going back now, latest from Cardiff there, the Rugby Union. Australia 13, Wales 3. That's Australia 13, Wales 3. Nothing much happened there lately. The scorers, well, for Australia. Oh, I've lost that. Never mind, we'll come back to that later on. Latest scores in second division. Manchester City 0, Portsmouth 1, Webb scoring for Portsmouth, and Leeds 1, Oxford 0, and Wright scored there for Leeds. Bit more music for you now. Here's Buddy Holly again.
There you going, baby, here am I. Well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter anymore.
Buddy Holly taking you back in time there. It doesn't matter anymore. Got more from Buddy Holly later on in the programme. Right, another score come up there in the first division. It's now West Brom 2, Coventry 1. Valentine scoring the second goal there for West Bromwich Albion. So, no other changes as yet that I can see in the latest scores from the first division, but we'll be keeping you up to date with them as and when they come in hot off the presses, so to speak. Let's see what's happening on the second division this afternoon, if anybody's done anything else lately. No, it's still, I think, the same there. No, Leeds are now 2-0 against Oxford. So that's Leeds 2, Oxford 0, Wright and Lorimer there scoring for Leeds. And the other second division match we have news on at the moment is Portsmouth 1, Manchester City 0, Webb scoring there for Portsmouth. Right. New music, that's right. More music, that's better. Get me teeth back in place.
Treat her like a lady.
Here's the latest one from the Temptations on Tamla Motown. Treat her like a lady. One from the Temptations, treat her like a lady. And she may pay half the bill. Sign of the times, I tell you. Racing at Market Raisin has finished. Let me give you the full card there so you can catch up and see what you've won, lost, or what you're indifferent to, maybe. The going was heavy there this afternoon at Market Raisin. In the 12:30, Speak to Me Bones, 15 to 2. Claymore, 10 to 1. Arnab, 9 to 1. 10 ran. In the 1 o'clock, Jim Brook, 4 to 11 favourite. Cape Farewell, 16 to 1. Caldwell Case, 20 to 1. Non-runner number 12, 8 ran. And in the 1:30, Dover, 2 to 5 favourite. Demonic, 40 to 1. Non-runner number 4 there, 7 ran. In the 2 o'clock from Market Raisin, Kudos, 5 to 1. Donegal Princess, 7 to 4, 5 ran. 2:30 from Market Raisin. Princess Hecate, 7 to 1. Satan Tiller, 33 to 1. Clannard, 8 to 1, 13 ran. And final one on the card there from Market Raisin. 3 o'clock is Percipient, 9 to 4. Anti-Marvel, 7 to 2, non-runner number 1, and 5 ran. That's Market Raisin card, up to date and finished for this afternoon. Let's see what else we got for you now. And don't forget, at in about 20 minutes' time, we'll be looking at all the half-time scores right through the board this afternoon, keeping you up to date with what's happening there. And also, your pools check at about 4:45 this afternoon, and we'll run down the coupon and tell you how many millions you've won today. Okay, Catterick results now, and the going was soft at Catterick. The card is over there, finishing off with the 3 o'clock. And, I see. That 3 o'clock's an interesting one. Only one horse turned up. Anyway, we'll go through the whole card for you. In the 12:45, I can't believe it. In the 12:45, C. Reppin, 8 to 1. Private Label, 2 to 1 favourites. Mr. Perfect, 10 to 3, 21 ran. In the 1:15, Mains Brig 25 to 1, Kindred 10 to 1, Warren Gorse 7 to 2 favourites, and 12 ran. In the 1:45, Blue Reef 13 to 8 favourites, Gooseby 3-1, Welfare 7-1, 9 ran. And in the 2:15, Joe Brogue 10-11 favourite, Our Louise 3-1, Holly Boy 12-1, non-runner number 3, 12 ran. And the 2:45, Banner's Retreat 5-1, Miss Golden Gay 16-1, Qualitaire Princess 20-1, and 21 ran. And in the 3 o'clock, only one horse turned up there, so it's a walkover for Wensleydale. Oh, well, that's the easiest race that ever had. That's the 3 o'clock at Catterick then. Wensleydale walked over, only one runner in it, so I don't think they even bothered acting. Maybe they made him walk the course, but I don't know what they're doing, things like that. But anyway, that's the card from Catterick for this afternoon. Confusing, isn't it? Yes, I know. Never mind. Let's take a break while we sort our brains out.
Sunshine, playing all over Ashford Carbonell.
Radio hands. New and surplus equipment is always in stock at Durrance. Electronic components, resistors to test equipment. If it's radio spares you're after, see us. We're here for the electronic enthusiast and radio amateur. We have special offer lists. Transistors, transformers, whatever. Ring Trevor and he'll organise same-day dispatch from our stock. Durrance, 9 St Mary's Street, Shrewsbury. Phone Shrewsbury 61239.
Shropshire Fitted Kitchens, with the largest selection of made-to-measure kitchens in Shropshire. They'll fit your made-to-measure kitchen without fuss, looking after the carpentry, plumbing, electrical, tiling, flooring, decorating, even building alterations. Shropshire Fitted Kitchens. Ask them into your home for a free estimate with professional plans, all without obligation, or call in and see them at their factory showroom, open from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, 7 days a week. Shropshire Fitted Kitchens at Cartmel Drive, Halscott Industrial Estate, Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 241-248. That's 241-248. Now, upstairs at Capital Carpets Ludlow, a bedding department with the complete bed. The stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard. A king-size stylistic and a choice of colours. Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds. Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds. Worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicourt mats and Sun Lover custom-made curtains. Capital Carpets for quality carpets. Free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service. Credit terms, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets, 16 The Bullring, Ludlow, and get perfect harmony into your home. Telephone Ludlow 3891.
For peace of mind and assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer, 270-384.
We make Ford so affordable. 103.5 BHF, Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you passed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you fought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Then it won't still linger there. But long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. After 3 full years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say.
you haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, I wonder this crying goes unheard. Quite a good year for the roses. Many blooms fell into there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care.
It's a great record, isn't it? Elvis Costello, Good Year for the Roses. Must have been a lot of horses around there then. Right, back to Newbury. Carter's finished at Newbury. Let's see what's happened there. At the 12:45 from Newbury, the Brina, 9-2. Welsh Warriors, 7-2. Bishop's Yarn, 33-1. 19 ran. In the 1:15, Ranova, 11-8 favourites. Badge and Sunshine, 13-2, 7 ran. In the 1:50 from Newbury, Borough Hill Lad, 10-3 favourites. Canny Danny, 13-2. Gay Chance, 8-1, 13 ran. In the 2:20, Great Light, 7-4 favourites. MacOliver, 14-1. Destiny Bay, 15-8. Got a W after it. What does that mean? Somebody tell me. I'm very ignorant about horse racing, to be honest. I've got a clue. Anyway, non-runner number 13, 8 ran. And let's have a look. 250. This is embarrassing, this. 250. Restless Shot, 7-2. Ragga Fan, 11-4. Non-runner number 9, 5 ran. I only read out what they give me, you know. 320. Sorry if I've just shattered all your illusions. In the 320 from Newbury, the Hacienderos, 4-1. Oxhay Cottage, 12-1. Deep Impression, 3-1. Non-runner number 17, 13 ran. And that's the card as it stands from Newbury this afternoon. Interesting, hey? Well, let's see what else. Have we got anything else coming up while we're on the racings? There should be one more card to come. But anyway, oh yes, let's have a look. It's Air, isn't it? That's the final one this afternoon. From Air, 12:50, Harry Hastings, 8-15 favourites. Gennaro, 8-1, 7 ran. The 1:20, Mossy Moore, 4-1. Forgive and Forget, 1-4 favourite, 5 ran. In the 1:50, Cybrandian, 4-9 favourite. Ryman, 3-1, 4 ran. In the 2:20, Run and Fly, 11-2. Mr. Shug, 14-1. Petey Sandy, 16-1, 11 ran. In the 2:50 there from Air, Voolin, 8-1. Armentistus, 20-1, 6 ran. And in the 3:20, Menengi, 3-1. Bohemond, 5-4, favourite, 5 ran. I knew they had to end with a couple of weirdos for me there. Anyway, that's 3:20. Menengi, I think that is 3-1. Bohemond, 5-4, favourite, 5 ran. And that is the card from Air this afternoon, and that is the racing. They've all packed up and gone home, I do believe, about now. It's 20 minutes. Before 4 o'clock. From Cardiff, just in there. Look at that score. It is rugby, isn't it? Not cricket. joking. From Cardiff there. Australia, 22 points. Wales, 9 points. Scorers? Well, for Australia, Lawton, Liner, and Tyneman scored the tries. Gould, he's been a busy lad. He's got 2 penalties and 2 conversions as well. And for Wales, well, Bishop got a try and Wyatt got a penalty and a conversion. So Australia 22, Wales 9. And that's the latest score there from Cardiff this afternoon. And the Aussies tour. And it looks like their manager was right with his optimism earlier on. But there's still time. You never know if Wales maybe turn things around a bit or even up the score a bit before the end of things. Hopefully they will do that. Can't let these Aussies get away with too much, you know. That's a rugby union from Cardiff. While we're on the subject of rugby, locally, Ludlow Mini Rugby Festival, this Sunday, the 25th of November, like tomorrow, has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. They would, however, like to thank all the people that have helped the club with sponsorship, etc., and their efforts will not be wasted as this event is only postponed and not cancelled and will be held in the new year. Okay, so that's the Ludlow Mini Rugby Festival. It was going to be held tomorrow, Sunday the 25th of November. It's been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch, and it has only been postponed, not cancelled, and will be held again in the new year. So take note of that. Back to the soccer now. It's getting close to half-time there. And in the latest scores, West Bromwich... I'll give you all that we've got here. In Division 1, West Bromwich 2, Coventry 1, Thompson and Valentine scoring for West Brom. Barnes scored the one goal for Coventry, and Gibson has been sent off. And the Sunderland-Manchester United match, well, it's 2-2 there at the moment. Sunderland 2... and Manchester United 2. Robson and Hughes scoring for Manchester United. Walker scored both goals for Sunderland. One of them was a penalty. And from that match, Hodgson and Hughes have been sent off. Carrying on down the list that is ever-growing in front of me. QPR 1, Aston Villa 0. Gregory scoring for QPR. Luton 1, West Ham 1. Stein scored for Luton. Witten scored for West Ham. Good heavens. Look at that Norwich score. Norwich 3, Everton 1. What is going on down there today? I don't know. And who scored for Norwich? Let's have a look. Deehan, Gordon and Donowa scored for Norwich, while Sharp scored the only one for Everton. And finally, in Division 1, Watford 1, Stoke 0. Riley scoring for Watford there. So that's what's happening. Latest scores-wise in the soccer first division. Don't forget, we're coming up to half-time shortly, any time now, in fact, and we'll be having the half-time scores in complete for you, so to speak. That's coming up shortly. Plus, don't forget, Ray Mercer will be on the line telling us what's happening at the Kidderminster match. And he'll be giving us a call there a bit later on with that, so hang about for that. Okay, and let's have a look. What do we got now? Not much happening on Division 2, is there? Man City 0, Portsmouth 1. Webb scored a goal there for Portsmouth. And Leeds 2, Oxford 1. Not much change at all there, actually, at all in the second division. Wright and Lorimer scored for Leeds, and Briggs scored the one goal for Oxford this afternoon. Well, that's the soccer update for you at the moment. 3:45 now on Sunshine Radio, bringing you the sport and the music on a Saturday afternoon. We'll go back to the music. Here's a local lad, Andy Jones from Kidderminster. His latest single, Choirs of Christmas. Choirs of Christmas. Yet another Christmas record out and about. At least it's from a local lad. We're fairly local anyway in the Sunshine area, from over Kidderminster way. Andy Jones there. That's his current single, Choirs of Christmas. Pretty good one it is too. I might say so. Right. Just heard that there's no change in the score down there at Hereford this afternoon. It's still Blackpool 1, Hereford 0. And heavy going down there. It's absolutely tipping it down. They're wading through the mud, apparently. Kearns should have been a bit luckier than he has been with a few goals, but nothing turned up there. So it's more bad weather and bad luck playing in Hereford at the moment. They're playing well all the same, but the score down there at the match is Blackpool 1, Hereford 0.
103.5 VHF, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
P.D. Morgan Park Farm Honorbury offer vegetables fresh from the farm where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds 180 and whites 160 for 55-pound bags. Carrots or swedes too at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the 849. You'll find them in Knighton on Thursdays at the market just by the slipper stall. And every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan Park Farm Honorbury, the home of good vegetables.
Pinch's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Bodenham.
Keep it going, Henry.
Wellingtons from £2 a pair. Train sets, remote control model cars, dolls, dolls, prams, dolls, cots.
And?
A huge selection of games for Christmas. Hundreds of Christmas decorations, Christmas cards, snooker tables, dartboards, ornaments, second-hand furniture.
Who got you the job of reading this out, Sir Henry?
My dear boy, I am a great actor.
Yeah, but who are you?
Big Ron hired me.
Oh, just my little joke.
Pinch's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Bodenham. Ring Ron Beach on Bodenham 441. Open Thursdays, Saturdays and Sundays.
Halls TV Services, the experts in Ludlow and Tenbury. You could find them the cheapest in the area for colour TV and video rental. Buy or rent a video from Halls and receive free membership of their large video club. A choice of over 7 manufacturers and the famous Halls after sales service means you can't lose with Halls TV. It's real value for money on TV and video sales, rental and service. At Halls TV Services, 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Halls TV Services, where you come first.
You've got a rotten body.
I beg your pardon.
Your car body. Stunt driver, are you?
No, I'm not.
Ludlow Autobreakers. They give top prices for MOT failures and insurance write-offs.
This car just needs a little attention.
Hundreds of second-hand parts on the shelf for cars and light commercials. Hundreds of cars in stock. If it's not on the shelf, they'll take it off the vehicle for you.
Who?
Ludlow Autobreakers. Mitre Yard, Corbridge, Ludlow. Open 8 till 6, 7 days a week. Ring Horace or John on Ludlow 4669.
We'll go there now.
Hurry up then, Squire. That lamppost is overtaking us again.
Advertising on Sunshine, the effective way to get heard. For details, ring Ludlow 3795 or drop a line to Sunshine Radio, Ludlow.
103.5 VHF. Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Welcome back. It's half-time in the soccer at the moment. And let us see. I still can't find that record, you know. I'm doing me nutty. I can't find the record I wanted to play for you. Anyway, I can't even remember what it is, which makes it even harder to find. But anyway, Division 1 half-time scores. Let's see what's going on there. Liverpool 1, Ipswich 0. Luton 1, West Ham 1. Norwich 3, Everton 1. QPR 1, Aston Villa 0. Southampton 0, Newcastle 0. Stoke 0. Watford 2. Sunderland 3. Manchester United 2. West Bromwich Albion 2. Coventry 1. And that's the half-time scores we have for you. In fact, that is all the half-time scores. In fact, we're up to date today. In Division 1, let's have a look now at Division 2. Birmingham 0. Barnsley 0. Blackburn Rovers 1. Charlton Athletic 0. Brighton 0. Middlesbrough 0. Carlisle United 1, Notts County 0. Fulham 1, Wolves 0. Huddersfield 1, Cardiff City 1. Manchester City 0, Portsmouth 2. Oxford 1, Leeds United 2. Shrewsbury 2, Sheffield United 2. Wimbledon 1, Grimsby Town 0. And that's Division 2 half-time scores for you there this Saturday afternoon. One or two little surprises around. Especially that Everton one. I can't get over that Everton one. But anyway, let's have a look at Division 3 right now. I think we've just got all those in. In Division 3, Bolton 0, Gillingham 0, Bournemouth 1, Brentford 0, Bristol Rovers 1, Millwall 0, Burnley 1, Bradford 2. Derby County 0, Wigan 2. Doncaster 2, Swansea City 0. Hull 1, Newport 0. Lincoln 1, York 0. Plymouth 0, Walsall 0. Preston 1, Bristol City 1. Reading 1, Cambridge 0. And finally in Division 3, Rotherham 2, Orient 0. And that's Division 3 for you. Division 4, Hartlepool 2, Scunthorpe 1, Hereford 0, Blackpool 1. Mansfield 0, Bury 1, Peterborough 1, Darlington 0, Rochdale 0, Colchester 0, Stockport 0, Exeter 0, Swindon 0, Aldershot 1, Torquay 0, Chesterfield 0, Wrexham 0, Southend 1. And that's it for you, the half-time scores, divisions 1, 2, 3 and 4. 6 minutes to 4 o'clock on Sunshine 299. B.A. Robertson, Maggie Bell, Hold Me. Hold Me, although I've just had the result in from Cardiff. Oh, dear. Rugby Union from Cardiff, Wales against the Aussies. And the final score there was Australia 28, Wales 9. And Australia needed only 8 minutes to take command in Cardiff. A penalty from Gould and a try by Hooker Lawton put the Wallabies 7-0 up, and the tourists never looked likely to lose from that point. Wales had expected to dominate the front five exchanges, but the Wallabies not only had the upper hand at the line-out, but in the set scrums too. This dominance materialised as further tries for Liner, Tyneman and Ella, while Wales, who have now lost their last three internationals at Cardiff, replied with a try from Bishop. So their rugby union from Cardiff this afternoon, Australia 28, Wales 9. Aussies seem to have it all their own way, didn't they? Oh well, on the international too. Here's the Daz Band taking us up to the news. Let It All Blow. I suppose the Aussies will be tonight as well, celebrating.
17 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Miners President Arthur Scargill is responding angrily to Labour leader Neil Kinnock's claim in Moscow that the government's handling of a pit strike is not causing severe hardship. Before he addressed a miners' rally in Derby today, police had to lead away a middle-aged and smartly dressed man who apparently shouted abuse at the miners' leader. Mr. Scargill was unruffled and told his audience of the conditions suffered by his striking members.
No one in our movement should seek to underestimate the difficulties and the problems that we are now facing. Our people are going without food. They are suffering severe hardship. They are having their electricity cut off as a result of this government's policy.
An 89-year-old West Yorkshire woman lay bleeding for 7 hours after a vicious attack by three burglars because she didn't want to disturb neighbours. Louisa Mills of Bradford had her jaw broken in three places by the attackers who burst into her home in the early hours. Dave Hodgson reports.
Miss Mills, who's partially blind, put up plucky and determined resistance to her attackers, and her seven-hour ordeal only ended when a friend called later to take her to church. Detective Inspector John O'Sullivan of Bradford CID, who's leading the hunt for the attackers, says it was a despicable crime and he's determined to catch the people responsible. Widespread inquiries have already begun. Miss Mills is in St. Luke's Hospital, Bradford, where her condition is described as satisfactory. Dave Hodgson, IRN, Bradford.
And there's a major police hunt in Greater Manchester for two men who broke into the home of an elderly Wigan couple and beat them repeatedly with sticks. The attackers ransacked the house and tied up their victims with their own clothing. The Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament is holding its annual conference in Sheffield, and its youngest delegate is only 11. Katie Waring says it's never too young to start working for world peace.
I'm fairly involved already. I canvass and leaflet and get petition signed, and I'd like to carry on doing that and helping any other way I can.
Now, no disrespect at all, but at the age of 11, do you think that you fully understand the issues on both sides? Because a lot of people a lot older than you still haven't made up their minds.
Yes, I do. I've listened to the arguments on television and I've heard CND's side of the argument as well, and I've made up my own mind and I'm clear about what I think.
A Somali Airlines jet was hijacked and has now landed at Addis Ababa Airport in Ethiopia. It's not yet known how many passengers are on board the plane, which was on a flight from Mogadishu to Cairo when the unknown hijackers took control over the Red Sea coast. Soviet athletes have come under fire from the newspaper of the Young Communist League because they're more concerned about wearing fancy Western athletic gear than winning. From Moscow, Gary Thatcher reports.
A writer charges that some Soviet sportsmen would rather have the Adidas trademark on their suits than the letters USSR, and he says the whole trend is disgusting. The writer's also distressed because many official Soviet team outfits are now blue instead of the true Soviet color, which of course is red. But one of the most disgusting things of all, the article states, is that Soviet sportsmen have joined in the custom of swapping team jerseys with members of opposing teams. It's wrong, the article says, to have an official Soviet sports outfit in unknown hands.
Independent Radio News.
It's 3 minutes after 4 o'clock on Sunshine Radio. The weather for the afternoon, well, this afternoon and evening will be showery with heavy rain. It'll continue to be very windy until later on tonight, and maximum temperatures this afternoon about 11 degrees centigrade. The outlook, showers with clear spells, and it will be less windy.
This has been News and Weather Together on Sunshine. 299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
And we're into the final hour of the sports program this Saturday afternoon, and Kidderminster Harriers are playing Barrow in Furness at Barrow, so we're going over to Ray Mercer.
A down struggle between Kidderminster Harriers, without the league win for 2 months, and home side Barrow, who have lost their last 2 matches, but are unbeaten at home. But it is Kidderminster who are ahead at half-time through a brilliant header from Mickey Chewy after 41 minutes and a goal from Andy McGowan after 44 minutes. Frank Gamble's not far off target in the first Barrow attack, but Kidderminster suffered a blow after only 6 minutes when Archie Richard went off with a pulled muscle and was immediately replaced by John Horn, who had been left out of the side after last week's defeat at Scarborough. A good run by Paul Davis led to a header from John Powell, which caused no trouble to Peter McDonald in the Barrow goal, and it was again Gamble who caused problems to the Harris defence. Then Tim Garner saved from Andy Elliott. Barrow looked more dangerous, although play was often scrappy, and neither goalkeeper was too seriously troubled. Goalkeeper Peter McDonald gave Kidderminster their first corner after 33 minutes when he punched away a header from John Powell. Marty Woodall, the Kidderminster defender, was the first half booking after tripping Barrow striker Colin Copplethwaite, but then came a surprise goal against the runner's day, and this followed the Chris Jones free kick, and Chewy was there. And then a shock for Barrow when Adam McGowan scored a second goal for Kidderminster in the last seconds of the first half, touching on the ball from John Powell, a surprise half-time score lead. Kidderminster badly needs 3 points, but it all depends on whether they can hold on to the half-time lead. Half-time score at Barrow, Barrow 0, Kidderminster Harriers 2. Ray Mercer 4, Sunshine Sport.
And many thanks indeed to Ray Mercer there up at Barrow. He'll be back with a full-time report at about 4:45 tonight on the Kidderminster Harriers versus Barrow in Furness match.
Just keep your fingers crossed, maybe they'll all come true. But
But don't worry if they just remain a fantasy. Life shows no mercy. Everybody seems the same all over. The search is on for love and comfort constantly. If it comes your way tomorrow, count yourself lucky. Life shows no mercy. When you hold it close to you, just when you're feeling good, it's true. Life shows no mercy. Life shows no mercy.
That's the latest single from the Stranglers for you there. No Mercy, it is called. It's 8 minutes after 4 o'clock here on Sunshine. And in Division 2, Shrewsbury Town are playing Sheffield United at Gay Meadow. And for reports on that, right now we go over to Frank O'Brien. Well, hopefully we go over to Frank O'Brien. Is Frank O'Brien on the line there?
I'm in. Okay.
Some slight problems getting hold of Frank O'Brien at the other end of the line. And hold on, we'll see if we can still get hold of him while the line's there. Slight problems. Could be the work. Could be. I think the waterlogged today.
Sheffield United 3. Shrewsbury were out to win in 6 games before today. Began brightly, playing into the face of a strong wind. However, it was 14 minutes before the game burst into life. When their Nippy Ringer, Sheffield United's Nippy Ringer, Colin Morris, fell to the ground in a tussle with Paul Johnson. The referee quickly and rather harshly awarded a penalty, which Morris himself converted. Sheffield United then began to dominate proceedings, and when after 20 minutes Green failed to hold a Russell Black shot, Glenn Cockerell quickly passed on the loose ball to net Sheffield United's second goal. The game was over and up again with a Paul Johnson free kick in the 30th minute that was passed on by Gary Stevens and Steve Cross quickly and crisply. Turner struck the ball past Murray's to Shrewsbury's first goal. Shrewsbury completely back into the game in the 39th minute when Stevens appeared yards above the visiting defence to thunder a header into the roof of the net for his 13th goal of the season. Sheffield United were not to be outdone, and very quickly in the 13th minute of the second half, a goal from Gary Brazil left the Town defence standing, and it was tapped in by Joel Walton. The score, with 32 minutes left, is Shrewsbury Town 2, Sheffield United 3. This is Frank O'Brien at Gay Meadow, hanging you back to the studio of Sunshine Radio.
Thank you to Frank O'Brien there, up there at Gay Meadow. There's a lot of crackles on the line today. Getting waterlogged, I think. Or blown down in the strong winds, something like that. Frank will be back with the full-time report for you at about 4:45 as well, when we find out what's happened there at Shrewsbury Town versus Sheffield United at Gay Meadow. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's the sports programme with me, Roger Matthews, taking you through until 5 o'clock. Things are hotting up now. We've got the football going strong. And don't forget, we'll be having the full pools check for you as well at full-time. Back to the music right now. On second thoughts, no, we'll play that later. We've got to take a break right now. Got to pay the rent.
The Parade Shopping Centre, St. Mary's Place in the heart of Shrewsbury, contains 27 beautiful shops. The former Royal Salop Infirmary, built in 1830 and left derelict in 1978 when the new hospital at Copthorne was first used, has been completely renovated into residential flats and original shops. The two lower floors, with car park at the front and terrace at the rear overlooking the River Severn, combine to make shopping a pleasure. Shop this winter indoors at the Parade Shopping Centre, St. Mary's Place, Shrewsbury.
Happy Christmas!
Humbug! Even Scrooge has to buy crystal glassware sometimes. And where do I go? Wesley Crystal in the Parade Shrewsbury, of course. Where else can I buy 6 sherry glasses from £23? Or 6 whiskey glasses from £30? Beautiful hand-cut Starbridge glassware at these prices? Humbug!
Even Scrooge enjoys Christmas at Wesley Crystal, 18 the Parade, Shrewsbury.
Vogue Hair and Beauty, offering the most extensive range of professional hair and beauty treatment in Shropshire. The comprehensive beauty clinic, specializing in cathodermy an inch away. Complete head-to-toe treatment, all in complete privacy. The advanced hair salon, staffed by an outstanding team of experienced stylists. Vogue Hair and Beauty in the Parade, Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 55344.
For
all your solid fuel requirements, make it By the Fire, the Parade Shrewsbury. They do open fires, solid fuel central heating systems, boilers, radiators and plumbing with free quotations. They also have brassware including fire guards, coal buckets, fenders, companion sets, all accessories. And they sell coal. By the Fire, the Parade Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 54172.
Travel on the Parade Shrewsbury with low airfares to Australia, New Zealand and worldwide.
Just one call gives you the best price, so come and see us. We're awfully nice. Special deals on insurance and rail. Travel with us, you cannot fail.
Travel on, efficient and friendly. With us, you're number one. Travel on the Parade Shrewsbury. Telephone Shrewsbury 54343.
For a warm welcome and a bite to eat, come to the Tiffin Coffee House in the Parade, Shrewsbury. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere and choose from a selection of salads, hot snacks and delicious cakes. They serve fresh Jackmo coffee and a selection of teas. Take a break at the Tiffin Coffee House in the Parade.
You're late. I've been in the linen cupboard.
Who will?
No, the other linen cupboard.
Oh, that's the place where they've got household linens, curtains, roller blinds, towels, cushions.
And some super ideas for Christmas.
And Chris gave you a friendly welcome?
She was marvellous.
The linen cupboard, downstairs at the Shopping Parade, Shrewsbury. Not expensive. You won't believe some of their prices.
Phone Shrewsbury 240707.
The Parade Shopping Centre, St Mary's Place in the heart of Shrewsbury. Father Christmas is here every Saturday until December the 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 299 meters, Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Do you want to go wrong? Oh no, this is our family jewel. We
Sister Sledge, boy, there we are, family, the remixed, mixed-up version of it. Good stuff, though, all the same, isn't it? It's 17 minutes after 4 o'clock here on Sunshine Radio. It's about half an hour to go before all the matches are over and done with. Let's have a look at Division 1, see what's been happening there while we've been doing other things. Well, West Brom 2, Coventry 1. I think that's still the same as it was last time we said. Thompson and Valentine scoring for West Brom. Barnes for Coventry. Gibson sent off in that match. In the Sunderland-Manchester United match, they're running up good scores there. Sunderland 3, Manchester United 2. Walker scored all three for Sunderland, and two of them were penalties. Robson and Hughes scored for Manchester United. Norwich now. Norwich 3, Everton 2. Everton making a bit of a comeback. Dean Gordon and Dunnow scored for Norwich. Sharp and Sheedy scoring there for Everton. Watford at 3, Stoke 1. Riley, Rostron and Blizzard scoring for Watford there, and Stoke got their one and only goal from Painter in a penalty. And what else have we here? Liverpool 2, Ipswich 0. Walk scored both goals for Liverpool there, so that's what's happening at the moment in the first division. Later score, second division, well, Blackburn Rovers 1, Charlton Athletic 0. Thompson scoring for Blackburn Rovers. Brighton 1, Middlesbrough 0, Connor scored for Brighton. Carlisle United 1, Notts County 0. McCartney got a goal from a penalty there for Carlisle United. Manchester City 0, Portsmouth 2, Webb scoring both goals for Portsmouth. Oxford 4, Leeds United 2. Briggs and Hamilton scored a goal each for Oxford, and Aldridge scored two goals. And for Leeds, it was Wright and Lorimer who scored. Shrewsbury 2, Sheffield United 2. Cross and Stevens scoring for Shrewsbury, and Morris got a penalty for Sheffield United, and Brazil scored a goal as well. And Wimbledon 1, Grimsby Town 0. Evans scoring for Wimbledon. Let me see, have we any more changes around there? I don't think so. No, that was the latest scores coming in from Division 2. Somebody's pointing to something at me, I'm not sure what. Anyway, Scottish Premier later, see what's happening up there in lieu of what's going to be happening in the Hulls coupon later on. Aberdeen 1, Dumbarton 0, McDougal scored for Aberdeen. Celtic 5, St Mirren 1. Good heavens. McStay, Burns and Proven scored one goal each for Celtic, while McGarvey scored two. Gallagher scored St Mirren's only goal. What else is happening there, Scottish Premier? Well, Dundee 1, Hearts 0, Richardson scored for Dundee. Hibernian and Dundee, no score there as yet. And the Morton Rangers match, that's 1-1. So Morton 1, Rangers 1. That's the Scottish Premier, latest news there for you. Back to the music right now with Matt Bianco, half a minute. 20 minutes after 4.
Just
Matt Bianco, half a minute. Actually, a correction to be made there on the... last one I gave you for the second division. Of course, it's Sheffield United 3, Shrewsbury 2. And they hadn't updated my bit of paper, had they? I'll have a word with them in the back room. But at least I'm ahead of them for once. It's usually the other way around. I've just heard in the Hereford-Blackpool match, bit of a turnaround there. It's now Hereford 2, Blackpool 1. The rain has stopped, and Hereford have managed 2 goals since the rain stopped, so things are looking up for them. Stuart Phillips scoring 1 goal, and I think it was Harvey who scored the other. Not sure about the second goal, though. So that's Hereford 2, Blackpool 1. Things definitely looking up for them down there at Hereford today. It's 25 minutes after 4 o'clock, and... have you got your coupons ready and your pencil sharpened? Because in about 20 minutes, we'll be able to give you the classified coupon check for you to see how much you've won this week. You can count up your drawers. I just see that it's now Norwich 4, Everton 2. As in first division matches.
Society where no one belongs.
Hey!
You see, we're all speaking in different languages. Some in the C and some in the B, some in the Z and some in your head.
Hey!
They're coming away with all kinds of directions.
Don't lie to me as well.
Look down for your sorrow.
Nick Haywood, warning sign, 28 minutes after 4, and whatever's happening to Everton today, I don't know. Deehan scoring a second goal there for Norwich now, so that makes the score 4-2 to Norwich over Everton. As I said earlier, scorers for Norwich there are Deehan, who scored 2 goals now, Gordon scored 1, and Donoghue scored 1 as well. And Everton, they've only got the two goals so far. Sharp and Sheedy scoring both of those. And if you've tuned in lately, well, the rugby union today, the Aussies versus Wales. Aussies won 28-9 points. And the result of that was in a while back. But in case you've just tuned our way, we thought we'd remind you of that and tell you about it. So that's in the rugby union, Australia 28, Wales 9. Okay, what can we do now? I'll press another button and we'll be back with another look around to see of the latest scores in the soccer.
103.5 VHF, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station. It's a stock clearance sale.
Yes, it's the stock clearance sale at Brides and Fashions, Broad Street, Ludlow, where everything is greatly reduced. There's 25% off all bridal and bridesmaids' dresses, including spring stock. And there's a saving of up to 50% on many other items at the Brides and Fashions clearance sale. It's on now, right through to Christmas. Everything reduced. 25% off all bridal and bridesmaids' dresses and up to 50% off many other items at Brides and Fashions, 58 Broad Street, Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3607.
Robert Machin is your quality furniture specialist in Craven Arms, stocking Parker Knoll, Old Charm, Rest Assured and Cintiq, to name but a few. Lounge suites with removable covers and a limited number of reclining chairs from only £145. That's value from Robert Machin. Let Bob show you Rest Assured chairs and settees that convert into beds from just £99. Teenager studio and bedroom furniture in red and white, computer desks, TV and hi-fi units, wardrobes, chests of drawers, and a comprehensive stock of fine furniture. Robert Machin, 6 Corbdale Road, Craven Arms. Phone his easy-to-remember number. Craven Arms 3322.
You should go to Bengris of Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris of Leinster?
Because they have the biggest hire fleet in Leinster.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have the biggest selection of new and used cars for miles around.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because their petrol sales are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Why should I go to Bengris?
Because they have a fast, efficient service department. Bengris of Leinster, your local Peugeot, Vauxhall, Talbot and Opel dealer at Bargates. Telephone... I beg your pardon. Telephone Leinster 233.
Cyril Mason is the place to be. He's got the bargains for you and me. Seed potatoes, Wolf and Bosch, Power Tool, and Craven Arms, Cyril Mason rules. Oh, Cyril Mason, Bankhouse, Craven Arms. Cyril.
And already Cyril Basin is into Christmas trees, which Jim finds useful. Swish Ready Corded Curtain Track, 20% off recommended retail price. Springtime leaf rakes down from $9.45 to $6.50. And a special end of season lawnmower offer. 25% off list price at Cyril Basin on Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril.
Sell with Sunshine. For details of radio advertising that is both economic and effective, write in to us at Sunshine Radio, Ludlow, or simply give us a call on Ludlow 3795.
Sunshine, playing all over Bishop's Castle.
Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue.
I bet you thought we'd forgotten all about the fact we were featured in a few tracks for Buddy Holly on the program, didn't you? There you go, Peggy Sue, just to remind you. And it's 25 minutes before 5 o'clock. It's getting close to pulse check time here on the program, where we can see who's made a million this week, if anybody. I don't know. Some strange scores around. Must be something to do with the weather.
Light one as beautiful as you. Yeah, should have known better to take a chance on ever losing you. But I thought you'd understand. Can you forgive me? I saw you walking by the other day.
Interesting record, that, isn't it? Jim Diamonds, and I Should Have Known Better. Yeah, nice, that. Kind of relaxing. before all the excitements of the coupon check comes along shortly. Well, we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs, waiting for them to blow the final whistles across the country so we can know what is going to be happening. Meanwhile, we play a bit more music with Rick Springfield's The Human Touch. Don't forget, Mike Edwards is along at 5. Some cool music into the night on Sunshine 299. That's Rick Springfield for you, The Human Touch. Well, whistles are about to blow all over the country at the end of another set of games. One game that isn't going to take place in rugby union is, the Ludlow Mini Rugby Festival, due to be held this Sunday, the 25th of November. It's been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch, and the organisers would, however, like to thank all the people that have helped the club with sponsorship, etc. Their efforts, though, will not be wasted, as this event is only postponed and not cancelled and will be held again in the new year. Okay, it's not cancelled. It's postponed, right? So it'll be put back to a later date. But the pitch is absolutely waterlogged. Well, little whistles are blowing all over the place at the moment, and final results are starting to come in now. So we'll take a break and we'll be back with reports on the matches, the local matches, and also the full coupon check for you as well.
The Parade Shopping Centre, St. Mary's Place in the heart of Shrewsbury, contains 27 beautiful shops. The former Royal Salop Infirmary, built in 1830 and left derelict in 1978 when the new hospital at Copthorne was first used, has been completely renovated into residential flats and original shops. The two lower floors, with car park at the front and terrace at the rear overlooking the River Severn, combine to make shopping a pleasure. Shop this winter indoors at the Parade Shopping Centre, St Mary's Place, Shrewsbury.
Gentlemen, pamper the lady in your life with the gift of exclusive lingerie in silk from The Gentle Touch. They're at the Parade in Shrewsbury and offer a range of lingerie in silk, satins and other exquisite fabrics. They also carry a full range of leisure wear and leotards for active ladies. So ladies or gentlemen, visit The Gentle Touch for something special for that special someone in your life.
Let's come down to earth and talk about the things Granny used to use. Herbal remedies, available now at Down to Earth, the Parade Shrewsbury. Those hard-to-find mustard mixes, whole foods, a wide selection of unusual herbs, pure honey, beauty care, cosmetics, special aromatic gifts for Christmas. And you get personal attention at Down to Earth. Telephone Shrewsbury 249 423. There's also a new licensed branch at High Street, Whitchurch.
Nice things for nice people at nice prices at Design Interior Styling, downstairs in the Parade, offering modern things for modern homes, from kite clocks to cushions, lampshades to pillowcases, tin toys for collectors, to hand-woven Indian rugs. In fact, all things different for the home with a difference. Design, downstairs in the Parade, Shrewsbury.
Disrupt your leisure. The Parade Shrewsbury offering super value discount cycles. All cycles fully guaranteed. BMXs from £59. A backup service second to none. Full range of spares. No deposit credit terms. Written quotes on request. Join our Christmas club and definitely check out our prices. For bikes at the best prices, call Vic Dupper on Shrewsbury 246251. That's 246251. And save money.
Cornucopia, the Parade Shrewsbury. Don't let Christmas shopping get you down this year. They have a cornucopia filled with ideas for those quality Christmas presents. Christmas tree and table decorations. Dartington and Isle of Wight glass. Royal Winton pottery. Fun books, candles, stocking fillers and handmade jewellery by Michael Frey. All this and more at Cornucopia, the Parade Shrewsbury.
The Shrewsbury Wine Company for a full international range of wines and spirits and the biggest selection of Greek wines and spirits in the UK. 8% case discount on most wines. They can be mixed, and that 8% is off their already discounted prices. A full DIY bar service with free glass hire and local delivery is also available from the Shrewsbury Wine Company in the Parade. Look out for their Christmas sale. Telephone Shrewsbury 249 423. The Parade Shopping Centre, St Mary's Place in the heart of Shrewsbury. Father Christmas is here every Saturday until December the 22nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 1017 kHz, Sunshine, your neighbourhood station.
Welcome back. Things are hotting up right now. And it's full time in the Shrewsbury Town Sheffield United match. And we're going over to Gay Meadow and Frank O'Brien. I think we're having trouble again. Is Frank O'Brien there? Give us a full time report.
Frank?
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Final score here at the Gay Meadow, Shrewsbury Town 3. Sheffield United 3. Another all-action value for money match here at the Gay Meadow. A Morris penalty and a Cockerell goal put the visitors into an early lead.
Turn on! Sunshine Radio!